Many decades ago, in a modest bungalow on a quiet street in a small western North Carolina town, a baby took her first steps on Christmas Day, or so my parents told me. I myself have no memory of this event. In my mind, I have always been able to walk. But I'm reasonably sure that for at least part of that day, for the adults who were present, Christmas was not about the baby Jesus. It was about me. And it wasn't long before Christmas came to be about me in a broader sense. It came to be about the gifts I received, starting with things that I was still too young to ask for, and continuing as I got older with things I asked for because I was taught to want them. Friends, relatives, even complete strangers posed the same question: what do you want for Christmas? And there was never a shortage of answers in the consumer society so many of us grew up in. Thankfully, like most of us, I came to appreciate the things that money cannot buy. Friends and family and enjoying each other's company. And as I entered adulthood, Christmas came to be an occasion, or perhaps an excuse, for going back in time. Going back in time and space and connecting with a world that I understood better, that made more sense, a world I felt safer in, the world of my childhood, even if the world I recalled so fondly never existed, at least not in the way I remembered it. This going back at Christmas to a world that is secure, if only in our imaginations, is something I think we all do quite naturally. And it seems to me that the more unsettling and confusing things get in the world we live in today, the more nostalgic we become about the past. And one way we do this is to look for links with something solid in the past. Connections with things that are enduring, things that have stood the test of time. This is what traditions do for us. They function as comforting and sustaining forces in troubled times, all of which is well and good. Human traditions, including Christmas traditions, as American Christians and non-Christians alike observe them, are not a bad thing. They are a good thing. Christmas is for children, it is often said, so let's go back to the way things used to be when we were children too. But the true meaning of Christmas is not about children or about human traditions. In fact, it is about something quite revolutionary. It is about God entering human history by coming to us in the only way we could understand, to show us the depth and breadth of God's love for us. And after the pageants and the visits from St. Nicholas and the festive Eucharists of Christmas Eve, all the wonderful traditions that we keep as families and as a faith community, it is good to come together today and hear the message of the angel. Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And when we hear these words, we are reminded that the Christ child lying in a manger points to a greater truth, that where we really are, God is there too, because God never stops seeking us out. We are reminded that none of us is born unknown to God or in a place that is beyond God's presence. For God never stops working in us, lifting us up and drawing us into the fulfillment of our humanity. You know, the birth of Jesus did not make headlines. It seemed inconsequential in the affairs of the world at the time. Only a few people actually saw the baby. The parents were nobodies. And the first people to confirm the message of the angels were some nameless shepherds. Yet we celebrate this birth every year as a current event rather than as a past memory. For we believe that God was present in that manger long ago, and if God was present there and then, we can expect to find God today in the most insignificant of persons and in the most unlikely of places. There's a story that I've told before on Christmas Day, and some of you may remember it. Like many of the classic Christmas stories, it features children. But I don't think of it as a children's story. It is set in the outskirts of London during the Second World War, but it has a timeless relevance, and that's why I want to share it again with you today. It goes like this. A soldier was concluding sentry duty on Christmas morning, and it had been his custom to worship in his home church on Christmas Day, but here that was not possible. So with some of his buddies, the soldier walked down the road into the city just as dawn was breaking. And soon they came upon an old gray stone building whose main entrance was carved with the words, Queen Anne's Orphanage. They decided to knock and see what kind of Christmas celebration was going on inside. A matron came and answered their knock and opened the door and explained that the children were orphans whose parents had been killed in the bombings of the city. She invited the soldiers to come inside, and they entered just as the children were tumbling out of their beds. And they looked around, and there were no Christmas decorations. There was no tree, no presents. And the soldiers moved around the room, wishing the children a Merry Christmas and giving them as gifts whatever they had in their pockets. A stick of gum, a lifesaver, and a nickel or a dime, a pencil, a penknife, a good luck charm. The soldier who had been on sentry duty noticed a little boy standing in the corner. And the little boy looked a lot like the soldier's nephew back home. So he approached the boy and he said, And you, little guy, what do you want for Christmas? And the child replied, Will you hold me? The soldier picked up the boy, nestled him in his arms, and held him close. Do not be afraid, the angel said. A child is the sign. A child who will grow up to be a man and put a face on what we most want and what we most need, which is to be held in the arms of God's eternal love. We know that we live in a world that for many is lonely and frightening, a world where the majority of its inhabitants desperately are in need of basic necessities and who are desperately poor. And events of the past year have shown us that even those who have had the best of everything cannot escape pain and suffering and the fear of death. Yet it was into this world that Jesus the Christ was born, and it is in this world that he lives today. The child who shared our birth shares our growing, our dying, and our new life. God is with us as companion, healer, redeemer, and sustainer in this very real world in which we live. This is what Christmas means and what it has always meant. Amen.